We recently talked with Peggy McGaugh, representative of Missouri's 39th House District, about the challenges, compromise, and downright bizarreness brought on by COVID-19 to this year's legislative session. As the former county clerk of Carroll County, McGaugh worked with the state's county clerks to craft legislation to expand voting by mail for the state's most vulnerable in the August and December elections. On the final day of the session, the House passed a bill that expands voting by mail. Did this final version resemble your original bill?
It really did not. I didn't get the legs under no excuse absentee voting as I would have wanted. But in the end, I was a staunch supporter of what they did do that would allow two new provisions related to the coronavirus. And I think there's some confusion about this voting that we're going to do here in the state of Missouri. I think people have gotten the idea that voters are going to just automatically get a ballot mailed to them, and that's far from the truth.
The bill allows registered voters who are at risk for COVID-19 based on the CDC guidelines to request an absentee ballot without the notary requirement. This applies only to the August primary and the November general election.
So we've always had an illness and disability excuse. So this expands that excuse to allow a person who not necessarily has been found positive, but has the CDC recommendations on who is at risk. So those ballots for those people do not have to be notarized. But sick and illness and disability ballots have never had to be notarized.
Those not in the high-risk category but want to avoid in-person voting can also request an absentee ballot, but that one must be notarized. Representative McGaugh explains.
Same thing with if you're out of town, you know, like snowbirds that go to Florida in the winter, their ballots are secure and safe, and they are voted with a notarized statement that they are who they say they are, and the signatures are compared on their voter card. And the other condition is it has to be mailed back. It cannot be brought in by another party except your husband or loved one. In other words, they're trying to prevent what is called ballot harvesting.
So Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft released a statement last week saying that he had concerns that the bill would make voting less secure. Do you share those concerns?
I wish that we could have and would have had time at the end of session to bring the Secretary of State's office into the area where we could all agree that I think we will start next year and have plenty of time to attempt to craft a bill that will satisfy not only the people out in the counties doing the work, but the Secretary of State also.
And you know a lot about elections, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. I came to the legislature as a over 30 years experience in the Carroll County Clerk's Office. And I took my dog-eared election law book with me. So on the evening of at 3 a.m. Friday morning when we were in conference committee, it certainly came in handy for me to be able to know where to look for these certain provisions. I feel like I was able to take my experience and expertise in the election law, and we carved out things that would be detrimental, and we left in things that would help.
How many county clerks reached out to you?
Every county clerk in every county, and that's over 114. They unanimously asked for the verbiage, some of which I couldn't amend the budget with, but nonetheless, they unanimously made a resolution to ask for this type of voting.
We continue our interview tomorrow with Representative McGaugh about improving rural Missouri's infrastructure and the grim outlook on the state budget. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.